You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Welcome, everyone, to the basement edition of Escaped Reality Podcast. My name is Justine.
This is Geneva. I love to be in the basement with these freaks. I mean, I don't want to participate in it, but it's highly entertaining. Great. Okay. I think Stan may be a bit of a creep.
Yes. It wasn't as just all fun, old man fun. He's a freak.
In the robe with the socks, eating the cheese plate, molesting the cat. It was all like a little much for me.
It was insane. And in that sad, like heaven's waiting room apartment. And he reminds me of what's her face from 90 Day Fiance and her cat feeding the cat yogurt.
Oh, yes. God, why can't I remember the name?
There's something. Stephanie. Yeah. And Harris.
Thank you. There's something about Stan's energy around the sexual conversations that really creeps me out. Like, what are they doing?
They're down there. He has to be taking Viagra. And somebody said he's a great value Hugh Hefner. I can't get that out. He does look like Hugh Hefner. And that toupee is really something.
Oh my God,
something. He does. It stinks. That toupee terrible. Must smell. God, I wonder how you wash a toupee. You just wash it with shampoo and conditioner? Or?
Yeah, I wonder. I don't.
Just like you would wash a wig.
You really got to commit. Right. You really got to commit to rock the toupee. Like, that's a real decision.
God, what would he look
you've
like?
You've decided.
Right? He'd look like a little boy. Like his girlfriend. If he says to her, I don't care if you look like a boy anymore, I'm going to puke. It's so creepy. I don't care if you look like a boy.
And so I posted that video, those pictures. My God. Yeah, we got to talk about that. Justine put up on our Instagram Escaped Reality Podcast her headshots.
Wow. Headshots, mugshots.
Oh, headshots. She's a model.
Her glam shots. She's got a pretty face, but yeah, those pictures are very kind. She only looks decent when she's sporting her Pam Anderson look, which was in May 2014. Then she gets Mary Buttafuoco. Then she's a little Betty Broderick. Oh, May 2018.
2016. She's arrested like 5 times. It's not a good situation at all.
Why do they even let her? God, January, April, May, December. Oh my
2016.
God.
Rough year.
All that time.
Can you imagine 4 times in 1 year?
Wow. So she was arrested right at the beginning of COVID. April 2020. God. When they're trying to get rid of people out of prison, they're bringing her right back in.
She's taking him for a ride. Scary. I love how she calls right at the end, like, my brother is on a high speed chase. I don't know if I should help him, aka, should you send another 30 grand to some person who's going to send it back to me? That's
what's
happening.
What do you think, babe? I don't know, baby doll. Seems like he's just got to stay in prison.
How about her family? He said she comes from criminal pedigree and that her father was a murderer. I love criminal pedigree. Wow. What is it?
That is a term of endearment.
Right?
Wow.
Crazy.
Who did the dad murder?
I wonder.
And it makes sense. Why?
What do you think when you hear murder? Like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Like, is it stabbing? Is it
stabbing or shooting?
Okay. Yeah. I feel the same.
Stabbing way. It pretty stabbing. Much is for some odd reason.
Yeah, me too. And then
when
shooting
I think murder,
seems less
I think
intense.
Cold-blooded
but then,
murder. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Same. Wild. Oh, my God. I can't believe I didn't lead with this. I have some real breaking news to share with you from our pillow conversation. So Natasha, the co-host of Two Black Girls.
Oh my God, what is it?
Just wait. So last night I'm like talking to her and I'm like, so how many pillows do you sleep with? And she goes, none. She sleeps with no pillows. She sleeps with her head like face down. Dorian says she sleeps like Gumby. Like she just sleeps with her face. Like she does not use a pillow. She says she uses her hands sometimes as like a slight pillow. And then she has a pillow nearby. Yeah. And then she has a pillow nearby.
How did this happen?
If she wants to sleep on her side, she pulls up a pillow. Dorian said she's been like that since a child. She's just never used a pillow. Mind blowing.
She's ready to sleep anywhere. I have to.
She's ready to be in love after lockup.
Her neck muscles must be insanely strong.
I don't know. Because
when you sleep without a pillow, man, when we camped, we slept a little cold. I took a blanket away from everyone just to roll it up for a pillow. Wow.
Right.
How does that happen? Right? We need to ask.
No pillow. I know. Blew my mind.
Wow. She just transformed.
Are there
no
pillow
infant.
Sleepers out there? Let us know.
She might be a murderer. Wow. And Dorian sees her even when she was a kid. No pillow.
No pillow. Right. Wild.
Wow. She's right? She's not Dianus Sids.
Her Justine. Tasha and Stan might be no pillow people. Stan seems like a no pillow person.
Do you think of Eminem when you hear Stan at least once? I mean, I just can't.
Yeah.
When I hear my name, it's like the writing, the letter Stan.
Yeah.
What is Stan? What was his name? Was Stan Slim Shady? But
Stan
Mathers.
That was just supposed
Stan
to be
Stan was
his,
just
like,
his little character.
Fan. And
okay. Oh, right. That was
that
a super
a cultural
fan.
Term. Right.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, and that's how that like came about was the origin was Eminem.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't know that. I thought it was Fan somehow became Stan. Holy guacamole. I didn't know that. Wow.
Mind
they
blown.
Tried to cancel Eminem and he's making cultural phenomenons 30 years later, 20 years later. If you look back his music now, imagine.
Oh, it's
imagine
so inappropriate.
Now talking about killing your wife, your ex-wife, putting her in the trunk, getting your daughter, telling your daughter about it pretty much. She's driving
Mom's
around
dead.
In the car,
right.
You dump her in the marsh. Wow, talking
Crazy.
About underage girls and their wow. You really got away with it.
Anti-gay. I mean, there are so many inappropriate things that he did.
Ugh. Oh my God.
Oh, but God, that blew your mind.
Yeah. The wigs. $1,300 seemed like a deal.
Did it? I was thinking that was pricey.
It's expensive. I guess I watch Wendy.
Oh, wow,
it
seems like
expensive.
It.
Is that real hair? Or
oh, I bet.
I didn't know. Okay. And is he wealthy or he says he made $1 million on the stock market at 40, but he's only worth 2.5. So, right? He said 2.5. So it took him another 40 years. He's not 80.
25 years.
For that, he's spending money left and right. I don't know. I don't think he's as rich as he's coming off.
No, I don't think so either. Definitely not. He's like, okay, but he's going to blow it.
I was surprised that he even said right away, we're not bailing him out. And then thank God for the timer on the phone. He's like, gotta go, honey. It's only money. God. Easy come, easy go. God, she's a bad person.
Oh, yeah.
She would definitely inject you with a needle at Taco Bell aisle.
Let's talk Deontay and Nicole. I loved this. I thought this was phenomenal.
This was
I loved the
classic
psychotic
love after lockup.
Oh, classic. The fog, the side of the road
fog.
Pull up.
It's always so foggy.
I know.
Can they never get an accurate time of when these losers are going to be out?
And then he's like pacing, rubbing his hands. Like he was talking to himself like he was about to enter the fourth quarter of the NBA Finals. He's like, prove everybody wrong. Let's fucking go. We got this.
This like, is for you, Kobe.
This is for you.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't bring poor Kobe into it. He does look like the Wile E. Coyote. His eyes are freaky, and his head is getting longer.
Darting. I can't believe that he gave her the $1,000 on the side of the road, broke out the freaking wine, and they're drinking. Those look like nice wine glasses. Like, wasn't some cheap shit. He was really going for it.
Like from the dollar store. And is she allowed to drink? Maybe. And they're just going to hop into the car and drive away after drinking in front of a prison.
The same thing.
They couldn't drive away. They had to do it right then and there. And that envelope, there is nothing better than an envelope full of cash.
The way she stuffed it in her bra, that was such like, what a, Angela. She's a swindler all day.
Yes. I was at the grocery store and I saw a lady take something out of her bra and I wish I could have videotaped her. I wanted to talk to her about it. Now that my boobs are completely deflated, I'm losing stuff. Not as good a purse as it once was when they were milk full.
God. When she was describing using Xanax, like when she started getting hooked on Xanax, she's like, you know, Xanax just makes you want to fuck, fight, or rob somebody. It's like, all right.
That's a good advertisement.
That's Xanax?
I've never been on Xanax. But sounds great. Tyler, I think, used to love taking it. Like
fight or rob.
Have sex with the true love of his life when he's 16. She's cracked out looking too. She's no Barbie doll. She talked about her.
She said a few things where it was like, first he's like trying to, he's trying to hug her and embrace her. And she's like, I got a lot of stuff in my hand. And then when she was like, I love him, but it's like, oh, well, here we go. Deontay is about to be in the dust yet again.
And how he said she lost privileges to seized people. She didn't lose privileges either.
Right.
Either she did by being a psychopath or she had another guy coming in.
Boyfriend number two was coming weekly. I know. That's what I thought, too.
All that money, 30 grand. He's working hard for that money.
And the second time he's done that, that's the thing that blows my mind. Like, talk about not learning shit. I mean, what did he think? It was like he was bribing her to get in the car. Time. Like, I know.
Yeah.
Like, here's $1,000. Right. Here's some wine. All right, now let's go. You know, it's like,
that's a good point.
Drive away from the prison. Why are we still in front of the prison?
That's a good point. You better go home and empty the dishwasher. I never thought I'd go to prison. She's such a piece of garbage.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I mean, she's a saint compared to old Stan's girlfriend.
Right? God, I can't believe all those mugshots.
Taken from us with COVID and we were free. Imagine being in prison and there's years of your life gone. Oh, it's crazy.
Right? I can't. It's crazy.
And you're in there with other people and just...
Anything else on those two?
Think tank of bad decisions. Next week, it looks like she doesn't want to have sex with him until she gets a boob job or something. What was it?
I didn't see that. I didn't see that next week on. Think tank of bad decisions. I love that to describe prison.
You know, and it's scary that where are her parents? Okay, my question is, she becomes a little Xanax pill popper. She meets this bad boy. Are her parents involved? How do you stop a kid once they go down? You have to like keep them home on Friday night. They can't go to the football game.
One of your foundational questions.
And then
like every time you watch Love After Lockup, you're like, how my kids become this?
did they give up on her? And so they're like, fuck you. You're in prison. I'm not picking you up from jail. Deontay is.
Right. I mean, sometimes you got to cut the cord with a bad egg, you know, it's like, it's enough. We've done what we can for her. So funny.
And it always is a guy that gets them into bad trouble.
Yep.
Blame it on them.
All right. I would like to say that this next couple, I believe in their love, which is Courtney and Josh. I don't know. I kind of think they like each other.
I do too. I do too.
I could be wrong.
So
they seem
she
like
was
maybe
laying
they
down.
Are each other's pickle.
Yes.
No, that was weird.
She was laying down face down because she didn't want to get seen.
I guess like she was going to surprise him, but then he came down to the ground to her and she's like, didn't get up. It was very odd.
It's like she's in the trenches of World War II. She's nuts. They're cute together. Their vibes
are
very in love together.
I know. I know. I believe it.
You built this empire, honey.
Yeah. Imagine walking around that apartment and saying that. I loved that. He's gassing her up. You built this empire, baby.
I love that term, gassing her up. It's all you. She's like, that's so sweet. And the poor thing,
house looked a little sketch to me personally.
Be together. Come on. Now he's got to go be. Yeah. The best place for him to be is in her little vagina pickle. You know, he doesn't need to go be staying with somebody who's a bad influence.
No, he
but
doesn't.
She's a bad influence. He's got to
be with his other bad influence.
She didn't follow the rules. She's on probation for freaking.
Definitely not a rule.
Screwing the curse.
For 2 years. She spent. Imagine spending 6 months in jail because you want to hook up with a prisoner. Like, seriously? There's no sex to me that's worth that at all.
No.
At all.
God.
Sorry. Six months in jail. Can you imagine?
No, I'd kill somebody. I'd never want to talk to them again if I got put in jail for 6 months.
Well, I mean, that's a hell of her own making. She did it to herself. Right?
Her thing. God. So was McDonald's the best burger he's ever had?
Was that McDonald's? I couldn't tell.
I thought it was, maybe.
Oh, okay. It didn't look like a McDonald's burger to me.
And then it didn't look like a McDonald's burger. It looked, yeah, right. It looked a little fancier.
Yeah.
But then I thought I saw McDonald's fries, but you're right.
You're getting out of prison. And you have to eat fast food. Where it's not a sit-down.
If I'm in San Diego, probably some Mexican food.
Right, you're not in San Diego. Standard. You have your
probably McDonald's. I guess
have your McDonald's,
Burger King. Yeah. If I smell that charbroil coming out good. What's yours? Maybe Taco Bell. I guess
it might be Taco
Take
Bell.
Shit after.
I would say Taco Bell, but then I feel like the food you're eating in jail could be like Taco Bell. You know, like
eat it.
Jail
yes.
Burritos, like. Could be kind of Taco Bell, so I don't know.
I'd like a good French fry, a sharp Coke going down my throat. It'd probably be McDonald's. I'd probably be dreaming of McDonald's, talking about it in my sleep.
Something fresh.
Get Panera Bread.
All right, what else on those two?
I can't ever remember the Chinese food, fast food. It's not P.F. Chang's. It's
Panda? Panda Express.
Panda. I don't know why I can't ever get that right.
Man, I used to eat a lot of Panda in high school.
In high school? Was it down the street?
Yeah.
Was it in your high
school?
Yeah,
there was one that we would... No. I mean, you know where I live. There was nothing there, but we would go a lot.
Maybe they bring it. Maybe they bring it.
Orange chicken, chow mein, 24/7.
Is it still a good Panda Express in town? Is it still there?
I haven't gone in years, but yeah, it's still there. Still exists.
It goes sometimes. Tyler, it's on his approved eating list. Sex is an instinct. I don't know if I'm going to know how to have sex. I'm sure you were plowing people in jail. Don't worry.
All right, Rachel and Doug.
Sorry, real quick. I would love to know, what's the percentage of men truthfully having anal sex in jail and who really holds off?
Yeah, me too.
And I would love to watch footage of it all. All I picture is
I would
showers.
Not. Okay. God. All right, Rachel and Doug. Mom's not on board. Okay. Longest he's been out of prison, 40 days.
40 days and 40 nights.
In life? Like since he was first arrested? Is that what that
means?
He's
a bad guy.
But terrible. The way he talks to her on the phone and she thinks it's cute. It's insane. He's abusive as hell.
Scary.
Imagine what he's
going
to be like in person. Like,
it should be with Angela from Love After Lockup. People are right because that's how Angela talks. But I find the charm in Angela, which is sick. But it is abuse because that is Angela.
Yes, 100% is Angela. I mean, I don't give a fuck. What did I tell you to fucking do? All right, bye. Talk to you later. It's like, what?
I saw Geneva's friends. I took Geneva's place at her best friend's birthday party. And we saw a DJ. And Kristen brought up how we were talking about him with the video. He says he's going to send me her. Geneva's friend watches videos 100 times. He stood true to it. And he says the next time he gets hooked on a video, he's going to send it to me. But
okay,
I got into
good.
It and I go, he says his shows that he watches are 90 Day Fiance and Extreme Sisters is another one of his faves. And that's what he watches on his own.
Yeah,
that's what got him
watching it.
Not seeking sister wife. I go, wow, that's pretty interesting. But I go, you think I'm at the party. I'm like, you think Angela's abusive? And he goes, oh, I don't know. I go, well, people want her canceled. I'm like in his face.
You're defending Angela at a kid's birthday party.
No, but they're right. She's aggressive. Yeah. And he is too. Yeah. He's scary.
Totally is. So he said, I love how she was like, you know, I spent 30 grand on him. He told me previously he was dating women for money, but not now. It's like, oh, okay. You're the exception to the rule. Stop.
And you've taken his kid. You've upped it a notch.
Right. Mom. I hope I loved
that
mom.
She could stay with the kid and the parents. He goes back to jail and this kid just gets raised by her somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. She doesn't seem like the most stable, but I guess she's the best.
Better than these other crackheads in his life, though.
Yeah.
What were you going to say about the mom?
The mom. Love is love. When she was like, love. Rachel was love like, is love is love. And the mom was like, love is blind. I love that.
Let's call that a TV show. Man. It's on Netflix, mom. That's coming out soon, too.
Like, she said they talk 25 times. They talk 25 times a day.
Oh, God.
So if they're talking 25 times a day, imagine when he gets out, she goes anywhere. He's up her ass. There's
That's
just
psychotic.
No, it's going to be terrible.
It's like my dad. He calls my mom 24/7. And we all are like, oh, my God, dad's calling. He's scary. She's an idiot. She's done this again, too. She was married to a freaking heroin addict.
Absolutely. Yep.
These totally. Parents just look at their kids like, the fuck is wrong with you? If somebody's going to get your name tattooed on your genitalia, you say, all right, do it. I'll call your bluff.
Mess. This
and
is
then
just,
that would be, I wonder if it's little on the penis and it gets hard. If it's like a big, if it gets big, that is pretty cool, actually. And if it gets older, it's just shrunken up.
Tell Tyler to get one.
I would. If you really love me,
you're nuts, right? Oh, God. Anything else in those two?
In the preview, he's like, wear something really conservative, a conservative dress, but no panties. Yep. She's dressed in like a church, the Madonna horse situation. And that's a bad situation with a man.
Yeah.
If a guy doesn't want
you
look
to wear,
like a or he doesn't allow that, that's a problem. And not in a fun way. That's a problem.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. Yeah. Major red flag.
She makes bad decision after bad decision. Obviously. God, this show's good.
She said she was married to a heroin addict.
These casting people have really found a great new bunch.
The best.
It is just intoxicating to not be watching Michael and Sarah.
Yeah, absolutely. My least favorite is Brittany and Ray. I think that to me is kind
of
boring, but I wonder if he gets out. Yeah,
until
I wonder if when he gets out, it'll be more entertaining. But like, I kind of like to watch two degenerates rather than one good person and one degenerate.
Yeah.
I want to see both people in the dumpster of life. That's why I want to see Roger Lago, but I don't want to watch someone try to rehabilitate somebody.
I put Doug in Smalls. What's her name? Smalls is yelling at people everywhere she goes. She's got bad juju karma coming right around. Poor Brittany.
Absolutely.
She has a nice family. She's going to go ruin her dad's birthday.
I know. What?
It's my dad's birthday. Let me tell him how I'm going to screw a convict.
I loved the sister when she was like, I've been dating someone for 9 months and he's in jail. She's like, girl, you lie. It's like, no, I don't. This is real. The mom was just that straight up disappointment.
Cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just straight up disappointment.
Everyone's looking at her like, oh my God. But she rolls in with camera crew. What do they expect, I guess?
Right. I love how politically correct they are as saying, like, you know, we're okay with people incarcerated. We just don't want it for you. You know, like they were very like, we're not anti-prisoners.
Oh, I don't blame them. I'm not either. But not my kids. And she's paroling him to her house. Number one mistake.
God, what a disaster. Absolutely. Huge mistake. Ugh. Huge.
People say that she reminds them of Chevelle. I mean, to me, she's way more smarter
than
Chevelle. I agree.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Chevelle kind of had the eye of Deontay.
Yes.
Their eyes are like, ooh, you know.
That same look of like,
except
what
for
the
her
hell
fashion
is going
sense.
On.
It's just impeccable.
Justine
that
right on board with.
Really long
you can
outfit.
Thank her sex life for that.
That outfit is so bizarre to actually wear. It is such a costume.
How do you put it on?
It's a jumpsuit.
As we're discussing, because you guys don't know if you don't follow us. Okay, Justine has the jumpsuit Chevelle wore in the finale of her season. That
like the painted on
situation.
Yeah. Like a firework.
What, like splatter paint? I don't know.
Yeah. It's like a costume. It's all really like polyester, crazy rayon material. Right. It's a Halloween
costume.
She's just
wearing it on a Thursday. Crazy.
And she's
excellent.
She's working it. Great mm-hmm. season. It's so good.
Great. Excellent. Loving it. Can't wait. This is joyous for me to watch. I know I say that every season, but I just love it. It's so good.
I agree.
Next week.
Oh, Tracy had her baby.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Yep. Wow. God bless hopefully. The baby. Good luck, baby.
Yep. Hope you
maybe
make
the
it.
Miracle will happen.
Hope you don't
It'd
slip through
miracle.
The cracks.
Oh, right, God.
We will be Jesus. Back before you know
it. Oh, listen to our, if you want, we have 4 new episodes on our Patreon this week. We won't have our regular programming. So if you're itching for us, check us out on our Patreon.
We'll be back with love, though, next week. Don't you fear. Love you guys.
Stan is here.